Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. The end of the regular season is just a week away for many high school spring sports teams in the area. So let's check scores, standings, and rankings in a busy show with playoffs and the end of the 2023-2024 sports season right around the corner. Leading off with baseball and the Prescott Badgers, it was a so-so week for the team, going 2-2 with a 5-3 win against Mingus and a 3-0 win against Lee Williams, but a home and road sweep to Flagstaff by scores of 7-3 and 7-1, as their record currently stands at 11-5 overall and 8-2 in the region. Good for third place. The team is also ranked number 8 in the 4A conference. In that win against Lee Williams on Friday, a 3-run first inning stood up, as sophomore Travis Gates pitched 7 shutout innings, while striking out 8 and only allowing 2 walks and 6 hits. Prescott has 2 games against rival Bradshaw to end the regular season this upcoming week, with a road game on Tuesday at 7 p.m. and a home game at 3 p.m. on Thursday. As for Bradshaw, the Bears baseball team went 2-1 this week, falling to Mingus 6-4 on Tuesday, but rebounding against Mingus 2 days later by a score of 6-4, and then followed that up with a 10-0 win against Flagstaff on Friday. In that game against Flagstaff, senior Ryland Abjorpson and junior Garrison Jones each knocked in 3 runs, while senior Shane Leafsay had 2 RBIs. Sophomore T.J. Drape pitched a scoreless 5 innings in the Mercy Rule shortened game, striking out 4. He also got 2 hits and collected an RBI in the game. The Bears are now 10-3 overall and 7-1 in the region, in second place in the 4A Grand Canyon behind Flagstaff. In the 4A, the Bears are ranked number 11. The Bears open next week with a big game against region leader Flagstaff on the road Monday at 3:45 p.m., before those games against Prescott at home at 7 p.m. on Tuesday and in Prescott at 3 p.m. on Thursday to end the regular season. As for Chino Valley, the Cougars went 2-0 this week, both with wins against Camp Verde 10-4 on Tuesday and 7-6 on Friday, as they improved 5-8 overall and 2-4 in the region. The Cougars are in 5th place in the 3A North Central region and are ranked number 26 in the 3A. In the win on Friday, Logan Zerger and Connor Peterson each drove in 2 runs as the Cougars scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to walk off Camp Verde at home. The Cougars in the upcoming week will host Northwest Christian at 3:45 p.m. on Monday before road games against Wickenburg and Northwest Christian on Wednesday and Thursday. The Cougars will wrap the busy week with a home game against Juno Douglas at 1 p.m. on Friday. We'll get caught up with other high school and college scores from the past week and look back at another win for the Wranglers last weekend. But before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Reach out for all your plumbing and heating needs. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's get caught up with the rest of the teams in the area with the whip around. Staying with Chino Valley, the softball team had a tough week, losing all 3 of their games, 5-4 to Camp Verde, 7-3 to Borgate Catholic, and 14-1 to Camp Verde. At 5-10 overall and 3-6 in the region, in 5th place, the team has a home and away with Northwest Christian next week, at home on Monday at 3:45 p.m. and then on the road Thursday also at 3:45 p.m. The golf team on Tuesday will host Camp Verde, Kingman Academy, and Northland Prep at the Antelope Hills Golf Course at 2 p.m. before competing in the High Desert Invitational on Friday, also hosted by Chino Valley at the golf course. The boys and girls track and field teams will compete in the Mingus Invitational on Friday. Back to Bradshaw, as the softball team went 2-2 this week, losing to Coconino 7-0 on Monday before sweeping Mingus in a home and away series 11-0 on the road Tuesday and 9-3 at home on Thursday. The team ended the week falling to Flagstaff 12-4 on Friday. The Bears are 10-4 overall and 6-3 in the region, good for third place. The team is also ranked number 7 in the 4A conference. The team has another chance at Flagstaff at home on Monday at 3:45 p.m. after the Bears play rival Prescott on the road Tuesday at 4 p.m. and then host Prescott to end the regular season at 3:45 p.m. on Thursday. The boys' tennis team last week beat Peoria on the road Monday 9-0, lost to Flagstaff on the road 8-1 on Thursday, and then ended the week beating Mingus 6-3 on Friday. As the Bears are 10-2 overall and 3-2 in the Division II Section 2, the team is currently ranked number 15. Bradshaw ends the regular season on the road next week against Thatcher on Monday and Cactus Shadows on Wednesday. The girls' tennis team also went 2-2 last week, beating Peoria and Coconino each by scores of 8-1 to open the week, but losing to Flagstaff 7-2 and Mingus 8-1 on Thursday and Friday. The team is 5-8 overall and 2-4 in the section as they get ready to end the regular season against Cactus Shadows at home on Monday at 3:30 p.m. The boys' volleyball team this week lost all three of their games, 3-0 to Greenway, 3-0 to Prescott, and 3-2 to Mesquite to fall to 2-9 overall and 0-3 in the 4A Skyline region. The Bears next week will travel to Lee Williams on Monday, host Dysart at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and then Thunderbird at 5 p.m. on Friday. The boys and girls track and field teams will compete in the Mingus Invitational on Friday. Ending prep sports with Prescott, as the softball team went 2-2 this week, beating Mingus on Monday 6-1, falling to Flagstaff on Tuesday 10-0, beating Flagstaff on Thursday 2-1, and losing to Lee Williams on Friday 6-1, as the team is now 10-6 overall and 6-4 in the region, currently in 4th place and ranked number 11 in the 4A. The team ends the regular season next week against rival Bradshaw, hosting the Bears on Tuesday at 4 p.m., before traveling to Prescott Valley on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. The boys' tennis team went 2-1 this week, beating Mingus 7-2 on Monday, losing to Cactus Shadows 6-3 on Tuesday, and beating Canyon View 6-3 on Friday. The Badgers are 10-2 overall and 4-2 in the Division II Section 2, good for third place. The team is ranked number 14 as they end the regular season hosting Paradise Honors at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday. The girls' tennis team lost all three of their games this week, 7-2 to Mingus, 6-3 to Cactus Shadows, and 7-2 to Canyon View, as they are now 8-5 overall and 4-3 in the section, currently at 4th place and number 22 in the rankings. They end the regular season next week on the road against Eastmark at 3:30 p.m. on Monday, and then hosting Paradise Honors at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday. The boys' volleyball team went 2-0 last week, beating Thunderbird and Bradshaw Mountain, each by a score of 3-0. At 11-3 overall and 4-1 in the 4A Skyline region, currently sitting in first place and number 9 in the rankings, the Badgers play Chrisman on the road Monday and Greenway also on the road Thursday. The boys and girls track and field teams will also compete in the Mingus Invitational on Friday. On to college sports, and starting with the Embry-Riddle Eagles, as the baseball team lost to OUAZ 6-4 on Tuesday and Westcliff 5-4 and 1-0 in a doubleheader on Friday. They entered Saturday's game against Westcliff with a 22-16 overall record and a 10-7 record in the conference. Next week, they host OUAZ at 3 p.m. on Tuesday and then Providence Christian for a doubleheader on Friday beginning at 11 a.m. The softball team swept Simpson in a doubleheader on Wednesday 6-5 and 2-0 and split a doubleheader with Westcliff, winning 16-9, but losing 7-0 on Friday. The team entered Saturday's doubleheader against Westcliff with a 27-11 record and a 16-2 record in conference. The team is on the road for a pair of doubleheaders against Benedictine Mesa next weekend. As for the Yavapai College Rough Riders, the baseball team split a doubleheader with Central Arizona last Saturday and then swept a doubleheader against Scottsdale Postgrad on Tuesday, 1-0 and 2-1. The team entered Saturday's doubleheader against number 14 Pima with a record of 12-32 overall and 6-22 in the conference. Next week, the team hosts Cochise for a doubleheader beginning at noon on Tuesday. The softball team was swept in doubleheaders by Eastern Arizona last Saturday and Pima on Tuesday. The team entered Saturday's doubleheader against Central Arizona with a 10-17 overall record and a 10-10 record in the conference. The team next hosts doubleheaders against Arizona Western starting at 11 a.m. Tuesday and against Mesa starting at noon on Thursday. Ending with the NAZ Wranglers, as the team earned their second victory in a row, 57-50 on the road against San Antonio last weekend. The Wranglers survived a big fourth quarter against San Antonio in which they were outscored 20-6. Quarterback Joshua Jones completed 11 of his 13 passes for 152 yards and 3 touchdowns while also adding 2 rushing touchdowns. The Wranglers are off this week and return to the field at home next Saturday against the Duke City Gladiators at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Game time is 6:05 p.m. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for the end of the regular season for many local teams.